Breeze River Slide there at Porcupine, but let's head up the river literally to speak with Tim there, the Box Y, and have him explain to us what this winter has been like. Tim, difficult winter for you, no doubt.
Very difficult. Mother Nature's been great as far as snow this year. We've had wonderful high country snow. A lot of people didn't realize that because the low snow was marginal this year, but it just keeps building up high. And our business got impacted approximately 35% because of the Blind Bull Slide, which happened last summer. And it was chosen by the Forest Service not to fix it until it was done moving, which I am in disagreement with. It's going to move for the rest of our lives. Just fix it.
Yeah.
But that's not my land, and I can't do nothing about it. Really impacted my business, though, because that's one of our main routes into us, and we couldn't groom it this year, and people couldn't come that way. If you're an experienced hard rider, you could do it, but that was the only way. And now this last movement more or less shut our lunches down. We went one 11-day stretch. This has been a little over a month since this one happened to Porcupine. And the one 11-day stretch, we didn't have one person for lunch for 11 days. We had a few overnighters come in from the south end, but that's a long trip for people. And now this recent thing yesterday, this closure, the only income I had the rest of the winter really was my grooming and feeding the elk. And now they've shut us down with this end, which this parking lot has been packed in Alpine every day. State Trails has been great. They said, groom it. Groom them loops, Squaw Murphy, Little Gray's loops, keep them smooth for people, because so many people were coming here to ride
right
on this bottom end. And I hear about this closure, but this morning I went up to the parking lot, and the sheriff was sitting there, somebody in the sheriff's truck, and snowmobiles were unloading and going up the Grays River. So I'm not sure what's going on. I guess I'm confused.
Yeah, a little bit too as well. And my understanding is that they were going to kind of close it down in phases, but I don't know if that's the case if you're still seeing people head up. So at any rate, what's the plans? They've told you essentially that part of it is your winter season essentially over, right?
Well, I don't know that. I know that everybody's trying to organize meetings, trying to get one for tonight. I unfortunately can't be there. I have to groom on the upper end of the river tonight. But I don't know what's going to happen because everybody's upset over this, very upset, because of the loss of income for everybody in these communities.
Right. We had
the Alpine end does nothing for me for the Box Y business this year because of this landslide, because you can't get around it, Dan. I helped people 2 days ago get around it with broke down snowmobiles. They busted trying to get up over that bypass. It's very dangerous. So people pretty much quit doing that. And but it, as far as is it closed permanently, is it closed? What I heard that they were going to wait till spring runoff was over before they do anything.
No,
was the last thing I heard from the Forest Service.
Okay. Now what
that would mean July.
What people need to realize in the meantime, they can still access the Box Y Lodge from the Smith's Fork, from LaBarge Creek, from that country over in there. You're still open, then?
Oh, yeah, we're open. If we don't get anybody this week, Cindy's thinking about closing this weekend.
All right.
Because we're spending so much on propane and everything, keeping everything up and running.
Correct.
It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Who we have coming in, Dan? We have people coming in that are concerned for us, and they're coming in to support us. Is that who we have coming in? They're doing it to be nice to us. And that's very nice, very, very nice of people. But the South End, Dan, to come in for lunch, that's a 112-mile round trip for lunch. That's a long ways on a snowmobile.
Understood. Let's look forward to summer. You still have summer business. People need to realize that. You're open with the cabins and everything throughout the summer. So the idea is to...
But it sounds like they'll have to come in from the other side.
But
Miss Fork won't be open. You know, with the snow we have, that probably won't be open till around the 4th of July to be passable by vehicles. McDougal Gap, probably middle of June, you'd be able to come through the gap.
Okay. So all the more reason to push to get that open, the lower end open for the summer months, right?
Well, for sure. And my concern is if they're going to close this and they're that concerned with people's safety, why isn't something being done?
And that's the follow-up now is I've been on the phone with the governor's office yesterday and will be again today here in just a moment or two as we continue to urge the Forest Service to have a resolve to this situation. Tim, as we let you get back at it, any closing comments as you wrap it up here in a very difficult season for you?
No, we don't plan on going anywhere. We live there. We've been there 23 years. We plan on trying to stick out, but it's getting harder and harder financially to make a go of it because of all this. But my thing is, Dan, as I groom these trails, and my odds of getting hit by an avalanche every night are enormous, and I still go do it. I'm not worried about a wall of water that might happen over like a 5-stage thing because of what a computer model shows.
Right.
I just don't understand it. I'm a common sense guy. I don't get it.
Common sense is what keeps Wyoming in business. Tim,
exactly.
Thank you for joining us this morning, and we wish you all the best. We'll be doing some updates with you along the way, okay?
You bet, Dan. Thanks for all your work.
That's Tim and Cindy Haverger. They run the Box Y Lodge along the Grays River. Of course, these slides, first of all, the one on Blind Bull causing serious effects for the customers and the clients coming in from the Sublette County area, and then the most recent slide and the closure of the Grays River Road this week because of the Porcupine Slide. The Bridger-Teton National Forest will hold a public meeting to answer questions on that landslide tonight at 6 o'clock in the Alpine Civic Center. Dan Dockstetter reporting for SVI Media.